baby. Hey!
Jesus, criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
This is Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It's another Friday. Only it's a new month.
It is. We are halfway done with 2016.
Unbelievable.
It's official.
Like 8 months ago, 10 months ago, a year ago, people were talking about UFC 200. UFC 200 is next Saturday.
Woo!
What are you, Ric Flair?
Yeah.
Ric Flair in the damn building.
Ric Flair light. Not quite.
We neglected to do this Wednesday night. I do not want to neglect doing it, so we're going to do it right out of the blocks. Sad news again. And I hate saying in the MMA world because it's in the world.
Right.
He happened to be an MMA fighter, and I'm talking about Ryan Jimmo?
Yes, Jimmo.
Who was run over on a hit and run.
Yes, yeah. It sounds like it was an altercation that had ended up out. It was outside of a nightclub, and then it ended up turning into, it escalated quickly, needless to say.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
I thought they said that was road rage.
He was run over, but it was stemming from a previous argument.
So road rage.
Yeah.
Obviously, if the guy purposely chased him down.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And again, it's not an MMA story. It just happened to be a MMA fighter. Also, the passing of Pat Summitt, who had been ill for quite some time.
Yeah, early onset dementia.
Arguably the greatest basketball coach of all time.
Yeah, a strong candidate for
male, female, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's in the same talks. Really, you know, if you go and you ask anybody the greatest basketball coach of all time, it's really only one of three people. Wooden, Pat Summitt, and Geno up at UConn. I don't know if you can really put anybody else in the same category as those three.
Now, this is just...
I like the look.
Spitballing, I don't know necessarily the stats offhand. What about Krzyzewski? Is he up there yet?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think he's one of those three.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, he's up there. You know, there's like A and A, B. Yes, but he is the bottom of that list, in my opinion.
Mm.
You know, the problem is most people of today's era don't even know who Wooden is. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, somebody of your age, somebody in their 30s, you know, whatever.
You know what?
No idea.
If I'm looking at the all-time winningest coaches in Division I men's and women's basketball history.
Okay.
Number one, Pat Summitt.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Mike Krzyzewski. 3, 4, 5, 6 is Gino Auriemma. 7 is Bobby Knight.
See, I wouldn't put Bobby Knight in.
Wooden's, well, that's just with wins, total wins.
Right.
Wooden's not even on the list.
Well,
which I find interesting.
You would have to go back and actually do the work, because I'm not going to. How many games? You know, what's the winning percentage of John Wooden?
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I think you got to put in the, you know, again, the talent is better today than it was then. You know, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, and that's why I said I would put Mike in that. But I still think Pat Summitt, I think what Gino has done at UConn can't be beat. Now, everybody that's going to argue it is going to come and say, well, there's only three basketball teams in women's college basketball. You know, with Duke, you know, you've got North Carolina. You've got some of those other teams in men's NCAA. Where UConn, it's Notre Dame. It used to be Tennessee, you know, when Geno first kind of started and Pat was still there. But Tennessee, I know South Carolina was tough. Notre Dame, you know, there's not that many tough basketball, women's basketball programs. But still, you have to look at what Geno has done, which is incredible. Again, don't want to get off on the tangent yet. Thoughts go out to the Pat Summitt family as well as Buddy Ryan. And again, there's a whole lot of other people that have passed away as well. But you know, in the
again, 2016 has been kind of crappy when it comes to individuals of they're well-known individuals passing away. There's been a lot of them recently.
Yeah, well, when you get up in age, you know, and some of them have been up in age. I mean, I believe Bobby Ryan was in his 80s, which is that old. You know, you may think it is, but it's really not.
Nowadays, no.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been brought to my attention when I tweeted a picture of our 100-year-old follower of the Randy Regime.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw it. That follower will be 101 this month.
This month?
So I'm just saying. Really? 80, you know, in your 80s is getting up there, but still, you know, nowadays, you know, we can live into if you, you know, do everything
if
right.
You do it right.
Right. You don't drink, smoke, cuss.
Yeah. Right.
I just threw the cuss part in there. You know.
That's part of it.
All right.
John Wooden, real quick, 59th on the all time wins list.
All right. But give me his percentage.
804.
All right. And give me Krzyzewski.
So he's third in percentage. Adolph Rupp, who's 12th on the wins list.
Yeah, but that's Kentucky.
Has the best win percentage.
But Kentucky doesn't even get brought into the category. You know, we don't care. Anything that happens in Kentucky, especially basketball-wise, doesn't even come into us giving a damn. All right, so he doesn't count.
Dean Smith, Mike Krzyzewski, 765 win percentage.
All right, so I'm putting him in the category.
What about Rick Pitino?
No. Do you hear what Brock Lesnar said in yesterday's press conference?
What did Brock Lesnar said in yesterday's
Brock Lesnar, who will be fighting, and yes, fighting, not wrestling, Mark Hunt next Saturday. I believe, is that the co-main event? I believe it's the co-main event.
Whoa.
And if it is, I have a problem with that. I seriously doubt that he's going to be, you know, the first fight on the pay-per-view. It's the co-main event, right?
I have a problem with that, too.
Right.
Holy moly.
There's three title fights next Saturday, and Brock Lesnar will be your co-main event.
What's the third one?
Well, I believe your fake title is on the line.
Yeah, that's
I believe Miesha Tate fights.
Tate versus Nunes. That's
and
the two.
The main event would be Brock, John Bones Jones and Daniel Cormier, which I believe is for a title as well.
What was the first one you're talking about then? Because that was the...
The fake title is on the line with Frankie Edgar. And Aldo, Miesha Tate's title is on the line.
That's for an interim championship?
Yeah. It's a fake title. Still a title. Yeah, it's a fake title. It's a title. Somebody's going to get a belt after that fight. And Brock Lesnar, Mark Hunt, is your co-main event. But he was asked yesterday during the press conference about all the steroid talk.
Okay.
And you know what his response was?
No.
I'm a white boy and I'm jacked. Deal with it. What the hell's that got to do with it?
Fair enough.
But what's it got to do with it?
Fair enough. I think it's a good answer. People are genetic freaks.
Why? I mean, you can look.
Hold on.
You can look at him and tell that he's a white boy.
Yeah.
He's Jack.
Yeah.
Can't he just say, I'm Jack, deal with it? Why the I'm a white boy? He made that sound like people have a problem that he's jacked and he's white. I'm a white boy and I'm jacked. Yeah, we know you're white.
Maybe some people have told him that.
We have a problem with you being jacked that you take steroids because you're white? I will address this with Brock Lesnar.
Address it.
Next week.
With him.
I'm going to do it.
With him.
You don't think I'll bring it up?
I'm pretty confident you won't.
Really?
I'm saying you won't.
All right, just because that's a former clothing line that we were dealing with, I say I will. I say that when I go out there next week and broadcast Wednesday night and then again on Friday, I will at some point go up to Brock Lesnar or someone in Brock Lesnar's camp, his attorney, somebody that I can get close enough to, because you can get closer to Conor McGregor than you can to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And I will ask, what does the white boy comment have to do with it? Mm-hmm. I'm jacked. I don't take roids. Deal with it. Okay. I'm jacked. I'm natural. Deal with it. I'm just saying. Just kind of bothers me. It is what it is.
I still, natural or not, I still have a problem with the USADA exemption he has for the testing.
I do too.
The big problem with that. Again, it's
and
not
fill everybody in on it.
It's not about since he has been out of MMA competition and competing back with the WWE. He has since signed the one fight contract to fight this one fight. But due to the timing of everything, the USADA has said that he is under an exemption for testing for any performance-enhancing drugs leading up to this fight. And that's not a fair statement for them to make. That's not something that should come into play at all, because I'm pretty sure that I saw there are stipulations for stuff like this, and the bottom line was, I think it was a four-month period, that if somebody was under contract, they had to be under contract for at least 4 months prior to fighting, because they had to be able to be tested. And so for an exemption to exist because of this, I don't understand that, and I think it's a completely outrageous and ludicrous action taken by, but I don't know who actually did it, because the USADA obviously administers the testing and notifies everybody when they have potentially ended up popping positive, but I would have to imagine the UFC would have to have had a conversation with the USADA. Now, again, they like to say there's a complete separation. There is a wall between them.
There should be.
That's the way it should work, and there can be no influence, but...
Hold on a second. Hold on. Ticker, I'm getting an update. The Detroit Tigers just scored again.
Oh, come on.
They just scored.
Too soon.
No, it's not.
Too soon.
The ninth inning is still going on. They just scored again. I checked it. Here's the thing that bothers me the most about that game, okay?
Oh, I know exactly what.
Seven strikeouts in four innings.
Right.
You know how many they ended up with?
Seven.
Seven strikeouts in nine innings. Mm-hmm. What is going on? The other day, nine strikeouts. If you get nine strikeouts, Tampa Bay Rays, you deserve to lose. You deserve it. If you're that close. By the way, I had my free Wawa sub today. Outstanding. They have a new one out there.
Congratulations.
Don't get me nine strikeouts. Don't get me nine. Don't get
they're
my hopes up.
They're not doing it for you.
Well, they're not?
No, I don't care about you.
Wait a second. I thought it was.
No.
I thought this was all about free subs at Wawa.
No. Welcome to the show. It's not about food.
I'm not going to go cover them this weekend.
Oh, my God.
I'm not.
Oh, no.
That's it. I'm done. So they're up. What was it?
They were up 5-3. They scored two, I think it was in the eighth. They were up 7-3. And bases loaded, no outs. And they just kept on putting that quarter in the carousel and went right around the merry-go-round, and they just kept on scoring.
Get me 10 strikeouts, damn it. I want 10 strikeouts. When we come back.
It was a bad night.
Let's talk about another blow-up. We'll talk some Manziel when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, is located in the old Kinetic location and has some awesome things in the works. Self-defense classes, group fitness classes, kids' summer classes, and much more. Quadrum Fitness Center offers personal training, boot camps, and kids' watch made affordable with agreements starting from $19.99 a month. Stop in today or call 727-827-7979 for more details.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, don't twist that dial. You got Joey Coco Diaz, and this is Talking Sports with my main man, Randy Harris, here for you. Don't switch it. I'll shoot you.
Have you seen Joey Diaz in any movies?
Oh, yeah. He was in the new Longest Yard.
Well, I just didn't know if you've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm familiar.
You, Blankety Pikes, better not cut me.
Yeah. Yeah, he's quite the colorful individual.
So Johnny Football just has been suspended for games, even though he's not on an NFL team.
Correct, Mendo.
Johnny Football's dad has said jail would be the best place for my son. Johnny Manziel, better known as Johnny Football, is partying it up in Mexico.
he's real worried right about now.
You would imagine the money that he got from the Browns would almost be gone.
He's running through it. He's not being very fiscally responsible.
I've been told that Johnny Football's family is fairly well off.
They are.
Now, if that's the case, how about Mommy and Daddy Manziel say, Johnny, no more. You're on your own.
If he's gone this long, I think that it's probably going to keep on going.
Yeah, it's definitely going to keep on
going. Just saying.
That's why you got to step up. You got to be a parrot sometime.
They said parrot. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Yes, yeah, you have to at least say no sometime and be able to try to instill a little bit of discipline. I mean, at least off-the-field discipline he has shown time and time again, that's not his strong suit. So, I don't see it happening, though, at all.
No,
he's just going to keep on spending money and going wherever he wants to go and do whatever he wants to do and have a good time doing it.
Do you believe, changing gears, if Kevin Durant re-signs in OKC, would you feel confident that they have a verbal agreement with Westbrook? Do you believe that Kevin Durant staying is contingent only on Westbrook staying next year? It's got to be, doesn't it? It has to be.
You would think so. I don't know what their cap situation looks like.
I don't know.
That would be the only thing that I would.
And I don't care.
I would say would be an issue they would run into at that point.
How does Durant stay in OKC if Westbrook doesn't give him a definite I'm staying? Now, again,
if they can prove and say they're going to bring somebody to replace Westbrook.
Who?
Well, yeah, that's the question. Not O.J. Mayo.
Now? Yeah, not no, O.J. Mayo.
No, but I know that you have to be a parrot at some point in time.
If Westbrook is not, and again, that doesn't keep, yeah, I'm coming back next year. I'm coming back next year. Next year comes, next year's gone, I'm gone.
Unless it's in writing, then even if there's a verbal agreement, then that doesn't matter much.
Well, and again, it's not even a verbal. It's just two guys in the gym saying, yeah, I'm going to stay. I'm planning on staying.
Yeah.
That's how you cover your arse.
Planning.
I'm planning.
That's the plan. Well, plans change.
I'm planning on it's looking good. There's no way that I would want to leave. Right?
Just tiptoeing all around it.
No way. I'm planning on leaving. Stranger things have happened. I'm planning on staying.
And then they happen.
Okay, seize my home, bro.
Bye, Felicia.
And then
it happens.
And then something comes up. But I don't see any way that Durant stays. Westbrook hasn't given 1,000,000% I'm staying.
But again, let's play what if game, because I know you love playing that game.
It's a new board game available by Hasbro.
If Westbrook doesn't stay at the end of next year, who do you replace him? Who do you go after?
Well, the first thing I would do is call Vinny in Jersey.
Hey, Vinny!
And say, Vinny, he's leaving.
Is he your cousin?
Cousin Vinny. And you need to take care of business. Because if Westbrook don't play here,
he can't play for
Westbrook
anybody.
Don't play anywhere. You call Harding.
Harding. Tanya Harding.
You call Tanya Harding and you say, if Westbrook ain't staying in OKC, take care of business. Mm-hmm. He ain't playing anywhere. Biggest news in the Tampa Bay area, really there's two, but probably the biggest is the re-signing of Steven Stamkos.
Yeah. What was it? You're $64 million. Or $68 million. I think it's $68 million.
It's the right choice. It's the right choice.
And everybody knew that. It was just a matter of would it get done? Would everybody agree? And I saw a statement from Stamkos saying that this was about staying loyal to the team that gave him the opportunity, that brought him up. And I'm looking at the numbers, and if it is, and it's 8 years, $68 million, is that a little low for somebody like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is a little, and he would have gotten more elsewhere. But the problem is, and this was the big deal, is $8 million a year in Florida, $10 million a year, $11 million a year in Canada equals out to the same thing.
Right, because of taxes and additional fees and all that stuff.
I know there were other teams, I believe Detroit, I believe Buffalo, you know, that were interested. And if I was Steven Stamkos, the only team I would have considered is Toronto. My hometown, come back as one of the biggest names in the league, come back to storybook, you know, Toronto. So really, to me, if I'm Steven Stamkos, it's stay in Tampa, it's go to Toronto. The Tampa Lightning have been close the last 2 years.
Toronto and anywhere close.
Toronto's been close to staying in the league.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Pretty much.
So, but again, it's a hometown thing. It's hockey, it's God.
History.
It's all that stuff in Toronto. I didn't think he would leave unless he got just absolutely stupid money. I mean, not 12. He would have to get
$80 million.
Well, again, you know, who are we to say what it would take for him to leave? But if he's getting 8 here and then taxes and all that kind of stuff, you know, if he was to get 15, 16, and you take all the taxes down where he's walking away with 12 or 13, then, yeah, you got to leave.
Yeah.
You know, because I've said
it's business.
It's money. It's setting up your family and your family's family and the family. And, you know, loyalty is only so far. And then what's best for business.
Mm-hmm.
We still have anything about the retirement of Vinny LeCavalier. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Where's the loyalty there?
Yeah.
I know that he left. I know he got traded. I know all that. Vinny was the face of this team. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, there's no arguing that point. It's been mum's the word.
Something definitely there. All right, the other big story, and, you know, it's kind of sad. I've heard some things, but it's still kind of sad that what's his name? Keith Thurman?
Yes.
That's the problem. Nobody knows his name.
Who?
He could be the best boxer in boxing today. He could be.
He's pretty good. And for those who are familiar and do follow him, he fought this past Friday.
Well, better yet, those people that don't know who he is and don't follow.
Well, I'm saying the ones that already watched him this last weekend, he proved that he's one of the best out there right now. And he could really go far.
And what I'm trying to say is the guy is undefeated. The guy's the world champion. He's from Tampa Bay, from Clearwater. And I don't want to say nobody. It's like saying the word never. Mm. Very few people know who he is.
Yeah.
Keith Thurman could walk into our studio right now and half the people in this building would not have any idea who he is. Am I right? It's kind of sad.
Half the people.
It's kind of sad. And that's all I'm saying.
Right.
I've reached out to him. Nothing. Crickets.
Mm-hmm.
So Danny Alvarez, my attorney, is on my left shoulder. He's telling me to shut up. So with that, I will shut up. When we return, it's our Quandrum Tip of the Week. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
Hey, this is Captain Keith Colburn of The Wizard on Deadliest Catch. I love Naughty Nancy's.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, is located in the old Kinetic location and has some awesome things in the works. Self-defense classes, group fitness classes, kids' summer classes, and much more. Quadrum Fitness Center offers personal training, boot camps, and kids' watch made affordable with agreements starting from $19.99 a month. Stop in today or call 727-827-7979 for more details.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strike Force Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Randy had to run in and get his next set of clips in, so Let's, on that note, go out to Quadrum Fitness Center and get our Quadrum Tip of the Week.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing awesome, Jeff. What's your tip of the week?
Tip of the week, you cannot out-train a bad diet.
Could not agree more. For those playing a home game, what does that actually mean?
Basically, my basic nutrition plan that I give most everybody is if it doesn't run, jump, swim, or grows out of the ground, don't eat it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so if loaf of bread does not come out of the ground look like that, don't eat it. Cereal does not come out of the ground look like that, don't eat it. So we have to eat all carbohydrates, healthy carbohydrates, fats, and proteins to have a good sustainable diet for proper health and weight loss.
So, okay, so I'm glad you mentioned all three because a lot of people nowadays like to, they'll demonize one particular group of nutrients. Obviously, a lot of people don't like to eat a lot of carbs or a lot of people avoid eating fat at all times, but it's sounding like we need a little bit of everything.
Yes. People with possibly a higher body fat percentage are going to have an effect of carbohydrates a little differently. It's going to absorb a little differently. So, of course, maybe just a lower carbohydrate intake on that part. But you definitely need carbohydrates. You definitely need fats for proper hormone production. And a proper amount of proteins are going to actually help with a natural thermogenic as well.
Very awesome. Well, there you go, the Quadrum Tip of the Week. You cannot out-train a bad diet. For those that are wanted to come by and get more information about nutrition and training, where can they do that? Where's Quadrum?
Quadrum is on 49th Street, right across from Publix. It is 7670 49th Street in the plaza with the Asian Market.
Very awesome. Thanks, Jeff, and we'll talk to you next time for our next Quadrum Tip of the Week.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you next time. That was a good one. Welcome back.
Those tires. Oh, my God, those tires.
They're big, aren't they?
You know, I had a feeling he was going to talk about something silly. I did.
Like what?
That you can't, what was it? You can't out-train
you can't out-train a bad diet.
I'm trying.
You're trying to out-train a bad diet.
I'm trying because I train, but I'm going to the buffet again tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
I can't stop eating. I can, I just don't want to. That's the problem. That's why you need to cut back. And I will attempt it when I get back from Vegas.
And I'll do it.
I'll do it.
Later.
Yeah. You don't want to start now, do you? Have you been to Vegas?
Once.
Are you familiar with the restaurants, the buffets, the awesome food?
Once. I am just now seeing that picture of our 100-year-old fan in the Knockout Radio.
Almost 101.
The old school Knockout Radio gear. That's pretty awesome.
All right, how about this little tidbit? Former New York Met, former Florida Marlin.
I think he played for the Braves, too.
I believe he played for the Pittsburgh, I almost said Pirates. Steelers and Penguins, yeah. But no, it was the Pirates. Bobby Bonilla receives payment today. When was the last time Bobby Bonilla was in Major League? Go ahead and look that up while I finish the story.
Well, it was 5,300, if I'm remembering the number right. It was over 5,381 days ago.
So when is that?
Long time.
When was his last game? Googleize it. Hit those 16 buttons that you've been pounding away at. So Bobby Bonilla gets payment today of $1.19 million. And no, this isn't a one-time payment. He gets $1.19 million every July 1st until 2035.
That's the way to do it right there. October 7th, 2001 for the St. Louis Cardinals.
And how old is he right now?
Right now he's 53.
53 and 35. This, what year is the 16? Mm-hmm. So we'll say 15 just for the
19
for the
years. 19
so,
years.
All right. We'll say 20 just because it's easy. And how old is he now?
53. So he'll be 73. Right.
Yeah. So he'll
72,
hopefully still be with us at 73. I'm hoping because that's about my age. Pretty close.
Whatever.
What do you mean?
Come on.
The hell's that supposed to mean?
You're not 73.
No, I'm about Bobby Bonilla's age now.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
So I'm saying he should still be around in 20 years, right. And I'm certainly hoping so.
Depends on if you're able to out-train the bad diet.
There you go. All right. Cha-ching. All right. I, you got me. I will stop eating the way I eat next
year. After Vegas.
No.
next year.
Yeah, it'll be New Year's resolution.
Okay, there you go.
I'm all right with that, right? What's going on in the world of football? I'm talking about your football, not NFL.
Well, there's a lot going on. Copa America is officially done. Okay. Last time we had the show, we had Sean with us, and we were talking about how well the U.S. had done, and they had the Argentina game to they had lost in, but just the fact that they had made it to that deep into the tournament was a big deal, made it to the semifinals. So that was a big thing for Team USA. Argentina loses to Chile again. This is the second time that they've lost to Chile in the last 2 years, in the finals, in penalty kicks. And then immediately after the game, Lionel Messi says he retires from international play. So that was probably the biggest piece of news that came out of Copa America outside of how the actual finish happened. It could be a knee-jerk reaction. He's 29 years old. He has plenty of time to continue to play in international play for Argentina. But he's taken a lot of flack from fans because he has never taken Argentina through a final and won. They've been to plenty of finals and just never been able to raise the trophy at the end. And a lot of people don't realize, they don't accept the fact that if it wasn't for Lionel Messi, they would have never made it to those finals at all in the first place. So there's that. And we also have Euros still going on. That's going to go on for a little bit longer. I think we're in the quarterfinal stages, maybe semifinal stages right now. Portugal beat Poland in penalty kicks yesterday. So the other big soccer name, Cristiano Ronaldo, is moving on. I think that's the big stuff going on.
Right. So probably that's a notch legacy. And can you consider him the best footballer in the world without a title, without that title? I mean, again.
Yes,
we,
you can.
We look at Dan Marino. Yeah. And we always say Dan Marino could have, should have, would have, but he never won a Super Bowl.
True.
How do you put Dan Marino in those same, you know, as Montana and Brady and whatever? Would
that obviously a very valid point? I still think that you have to put him up there with it because we're talking about, it's not like he has. It, the difference is with this, you have international play, but you don't have club play. And he's won an insane amount of trophies at the club level. And you could arguably say that depending on the tournament, depending on the club team, depending on the international team, there are some club teams that are better, maybe significantly better than an international team. So it's not the fact that he's never won a trophy. He's just never taken Argentina to a trophy. So he has plenty of – he is – I think 5 Ballon d'Ors, which is the best player in the world awards. He is at the top 1 or 2 in the majority of the offensive categories. So I think it's not necessarily it's apples and oranges because with American football, they're only limited to one league. They only have one opportunity to win a championship.
So what player would have the most Copa Cabanas? Whatever it is.
Probably Johnny Manziel.
Okay. He'd have enough of those.
Yeah.
No, seriously. So what player would have the most Copas? Copa, whatever the titles are.
Copa America wins?
Yeah. No, you know, titles. Not wins. Titles. Is there one guy that's been dominant in the Copacabana League?
Well, I mean, I would have to say any of the big South American teams. Maybe Diego Maradona with Argentina as well. Pele with Brazil.
I'm saying right now, you know, because Ronaldo's been kind of considered, you know, the best player now.
Well, Ronaldo's never played in a Copa America, though.
Okay.
He's only played in Euros because he's Portuguese.
Okay.
It's so, it's kind of weird because of the way they do their tournaments.
So how many Euro Cabanas does he have over there? And would that make him the better player? Because he does have the Euro Cabanas where, you know, this other knucklehead doesn't have any Copa Cabanas.
Know what? You bring up a very interesting point because...
I'm tired of dropping this mic.
I'm pretty sure. And obviously, let's see here.
All right, it's not that important.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's never won a Euro championship. He's participated in...
Who's the best player in football in the world right now?
Lionel Messi.
So if you're going to start a league, if you're going to start a team...
Leo.
Who's the guy... I believe my son told me a story about some player in Europe who always references himself in the third person.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
He's my hero.
He is... Okay, so you've seen some of the Zlatanisms. Oh, my God.
Yes.
And there's a lot of talk about him
right
now.
I want to be him.
He was playing at Paris Saint-Germain for a while. He was getting a lot of money there. He is now with Manchester United. He signed either today or yesterday with them. Big move. Huge deal. But he's one of the best players right now offensively. He is from Sweden. Sweden was knocked out of the Euros. He retired from Euro from international play after the Euros, after they were knocked out. So,
all right, I don't care anything about him on the field.
He's been around for a while.
I don't care any of that stuff. He wanted to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the hotel kick every guest out of the hotel.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
And he took a nap.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
I could care less that he plays soccer, hockey, football, whatever.
You know, he was asked what he was going to be giving his wife on their anniversary. To the wife that already has everything, he said, nothing. She already has Latin.
They asked him what kind of car was he going to go out and get, and he said, car, I'm going to get a plane there faster. Mm-hmm. That is my guy. I'm going to get a shirt, a jersey, maybe a nameplate. I'm going to get something of that guy because outstanding.
Yes.
All right, when we come back, you're going to run down the Buccaneer upcoming – it's not mini camp, training camp. Schedule. I know there's some scheduling days. Open to the public a lot of mornings, which is great. It's a morning thing. It's not great if you have a job, but, you know, maybe take the day off, get sick, whatever. You'll fill that in and some more shenanigans. Information has been blasted out, so we'll talk about that. And maybe two or three things other. Have a gift certificate to give away to Holy Hog. We need to talk about the Cube Smart, where all my giveaways, T-shirts, and stuff are being located right now, so a ton to do and only one segment to do. This is Talking Sports. This little chico on fire, he no lie. Well, y'all slipping, he's running a game. Now, big bang, boogie, get that kitty little noogie in a nice night little shave. I gave Susie a little pat up on the booty and she turned around and said, walk this way. I was born in a plane. Mama said that every word but know my name. I'm the best. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
CQ Grill in Largo features an amazing menu from the sea to the barbecue. Start with Bar Harbor Live Maine Lobster, full belly clams. On the barbecue side, Texas award-winning brisket, pulled pork that melts in your mouth. All prepared by award-winning Chef Kyle. CQ Grill has a family atmosphere inside with a patio outside and live entertainment on the weekends. Located in Largo at 1750 Clearwater Largo Road. For hours at CQ Grill, call 210-7647.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Ale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
There's a very good chance my son will be sitting in with me next Friday.
Yeah?
So he gets into Vegas early Friday morning. Not quite sure. We may stop by Randy Couture's Extreme Couture Gym, maybe broadcast from there.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Maybe grab Frank Trigg. So no telling. Or it'll just be you by yourself, you know, in the big studio downtown.
Gotcha.
One or the other.
You know what? This is the last of the quotes that I'm looking at from Ibrahimovic. And it's funny because he says, if Rooney still wanted to move next summer, I would urge him to come and play with me in Paris. But he would have to get used to the fact that Zlatan scores even better goals than him. Now he has moved to Manchester United, where Wayne Rooney plays.
I've been a big Rooney fan, though.
Really? Why?
I don't know. It seems like every time I waste time and watch soccer, he doesn't do much. Now, again, in a sport that ends 1-0 more times than not, there's not a whole lot he can do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not an exciting sport to me to watch.
Right. Yeah, so, and it definitely depends on your patience level. It depends on
which I have a ton of. We all know that.
Your interest level in sports like that. And, yeah, it's not like they're scoring 15 goals a game.
All right, before I turn it over to you and you can run down the upcoming Bucks training camp schedule and such, I want to let all of our talking sports fans know what happened Wednesday night.
What?
So we made a phone call. It's Mickey Gall has been on our program before. Mickey Gall will be fighting some guy by the name of Phil Brooks. To all you wrestling fans, that would be CM Punk. So we put Mickey on and we start talking to him on our very special Jimmy Seafood chat line. Jimmy's Seafood is a major seafood restaurant in Baltimore.
Yes.
Now, I met John Crab Cakes when, after Machado got in his bench-clearing brawl, I see on the four-letter network that Jimmy's Seafood is going to give, I don't remember if it was seafood, crab cakes, what it was, for life.
It's crab cakes for life. Yeah.
For life. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this dude has to get on our show. I reached out to him. We know a lot of... we have a bunch of friends in common, Frank Trigg being one, Jimmy the Mouth Hart, local guy who just did his golf tournament. So we're starting to do something on Wednesday, and we have a UFC fighter. If we get them on the Jimmy Seafood chat line, we get to hook them up with some seafood. So Mickey Gall is on, and we start talking about the upcoming CM Punk fight, which is in September in Cleveland. Johnny Crabcake then tweets out, not only do you get the package agreed upon through the deal with Knockout Radio, if you KO that baby CM Punk, you will get crab cakes for a year for free. If you submit them, 2 years. So he will now get crab cakes if he submits Phil Brooks, and that's what I'm going to call him because that's his name, 2 years of crab cakes from Jimmy Seafood. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Definitely.
I can't wait to go up there and eat on August 19th, but that's another story. Maybe I'll do a call-in. Maybe I'll do a live gig, a live remote or something from Jimmy Seafood.
Yeah, set yourself up and just broadcast from there.
I might do that.
That'd be pretty cool.
Well, and we
what are the dates that you're going to be there?
Well, I'll be in Baltimore on the 19th. We're going to go to the Babe Museum. We're going to go to Baltimore-Houston game. We're going to obviously go to Jimmy's Seafood. So there's a lot of stuff that we're going to cram in to the 20-some hours that we'll be in Baltimore. So, but we'll get to that as we get closer.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Schedule for the Buccaneers training camp kicks off here in about 3 weeks.
So they actually have two training camp practices that start before the rest of their open practices. They have a kids' day on July 28th, and that's a Thursday, July 28th, and then the next day, Friday, July 29th, they have a military appreciation day as well. That is active, reserve, veteran, and their dependents will get to go and watch that on the 29th.
And speaking of veterans, because I've looked into this and I'm going to be getting this done, if not today, sometime next week, you can now get a special V and not the the flying V from Mighty Ducks, but a V on your driver's license for veterans. Well, I don't. I just found out about it.
All right.
And I will get it done so that sometimes when companies or where in this case, you know, you can go out as a veteran, you don't have to lug around your DD-214.
Right, or, yeah.
You know, whip out your uniform and get in it and all that kind of stuff. This way you just show the ID, it has the V, and you're all good to go.
Outside of those first two practice sessions, they have 11 open practice sessions that start on July 30th that go through August 24th. And that last one is a joint practice with the Cleveland Browns. But it looks like everything starts at 8:45 in the morning and goes to 10:50. So,
do you like that? Because, you know, for a long time, they were always talking about we're going to practice at 1 because we play at 1. We're going to practice at 4 because we're going to have some 4 o'clock games.
If it's 96,000 degrees, if it feels like it's the surface of the sun midday in Florida, yeah, you do it earlier to try to get those guys – in and out and not in.
So you don't buy into any of that you can get used to or whatever?
No.
I saw a picture on Facebook. It's a picture of Earth.
Okay.
Okay. And then to the right of Earth.
And it said, you are here?
No. There's a picture. Just let me tell the story. There's a picture of Earth. And then to the right of it, there's a picture of the sun. And then in between is the state of Florida.
Yeah. That's exactly what it feels like.
That's pretty good.
And that's why, boys and girls, you get your practices done before 11 in the morning.
Did you see it flooded and hailed in Las Vegas? It went from being 116 to now it's hailing yesterday. Streets are flooded in Las Vegas, Nevada. Has absolutely nothing to do with Hades here in Florida.
But it has nothing to do with anything, but it was cool.
I just thought I would throw it out. How about tennis-wise? Do you see the meltdown?
No.
Ball was ruled, I believe it was ruled in, and the guy thought he was Jimmy Connors, grabbed the tennis ball, went and showed it to them, and said, you know, you're the worst referee in the history of tennis.
I'm sure there's worse.
He was pretty bad.
I want to this video replay. I want to see, who did you say it was? Oh, okay. The old thing.
It was that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like the fighter TBA. He's a bad dude.
He is a bad dude. I don't know what the guy's name is. Name's not Williams. I don't know. How many tennis players can you name?
Okay.
And hold on. I'm going to put a stipulation on it. You can't say Federer. You can't say. This is my rules. These are my games. Welcome to Randy's game. So. Okay. Bad timing. No Federer. No Djokovic.
Okay. Oh, yeah, him.
And no, the, he's not English, the other guy. Is he from Wales or whatever? Murray.
Okay.
Can't go those three, and you can't say either Williams. Okay. Go ahead. That's smart guy.
Okay, Nadal.
Well, he's in that group. Because he's the...
Hey, no, you didn't say it.
All right.
Okay, you didn't say it. Nadal.
All right.
I
didn't say it at all. So
the
get off Google.
What is her name?
Exactly. Exactly. That is exactly my point. So you
gave Pete Sampras.
No. Playing now.
No, you didn't say that either.
Obviously playing
okay,
now.
I guess.
No. I'm changing
who
the
was
rules.
The one that was just
exactly.
You named one tennis player. One.
Her name. She just.
And that's
got
only because I forgot him.
She just got suspended.
So really, that doesn't count because Sharapova is not a tennis player right now. Okay, but I didn't even think of her. So you named one.
Yeah.
So tell me that how awesome tennis is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no.
And here's what I'm going to show. You don't watch wrestling.
No.
You don't like wrestling, which I don't understand how you're a male
but
American.
I know
and
more
human.
Wrestlers.
Name though. Me a wrestler or six. And you know what? I'm going to rule out John Cena. I'll rule out CM Punk.
Da, 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 da.
And I will rule out who, by the way, is emceeing the ESPYs.
John Cena?
John Cena is everywhere.
He's big time.
I think
what
John
is
Cena,
American Grit?
He did American Grit. There's been rumors of him possibly, now he would have to give up wrestling, but possibly becoming the co-host of Regis and Kelly with Kathy Lee and Strahan.
Come on.
Talk. I mean, because he's sitting in from time to time. There's also talk of Race Boy, Gordon, taking the gig.
I would see Gordon doing it before Cena.
I would see Cena doing it if he's going to retire from.
Yeah, he's already got his gig. Plus, he has a lot of other stuff going on. Gordon's already retired.
If you can walk away from that wrestling world and be like The Rock and show up once or twice a year, or be like Rock. Rock Lesnar shows up supposedly 16 times or 16 mil. $1 million in appearance.
Gig.
Not bad.
Pretty sweet.
How
gig.
About some of the stuff, and I know we only have like a minute left. He kind of went off on wrestling. He called it that fake stuff on TV. He said that Paul Heyman has nothing to do with his MMA. All he is my manager on that fake thing on TV.
Those are some strong words.
What?
And if he's saying stuff like that, does that at all make you think that this might be more than just a one-and-done opportunity with
I don't, because it's still less wear and tear. It's still less on his body. It's still less of him getting his ass kicked.
But if he's getting pay-per-view points, it might be more money.
Go back to Canada. He's a Canadian now. Or let's make him a Canadian. Let's kick him out. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At KOAGS.
Have a great July 4th weekend. I'll be in Vegas. You'll be in studio next week.
Fireball.